So you've kind of gotten the idea now that your bodies are going to come along with you on a marvelous journey, on a marvelous mission, filled with joy and fun and excitement and adventure and all sorts of wonderful loving experiences and deep heartfelt shifts and changes and so forth, that just can really give you a sense of joy about living, a pleasure to live, a pleasure to be in your body and to relish the sensations and the pleasures of being a physical being and being alive, experiencing your senses with the pleasure of them, the absolute pleasure of them. Even if you have succumbed to some of the aging programs of your culture and your senses may not be as keen as they used to be, or your body may not feel as light and as free and as untangled as you would like it to be. Nevertheless, you have come to a point to where you and your body have the opportunity now to work in beautiful, equal partnership, to bring a life upon this planet into a golden culmination. Not a death. A lot of people think of culmination as the end. No, no. But bringing it to the new higher level of resonance that is actually more natural to you as spiritual beings. To bring it here in a place which has long been considered almost a penal colony for the universe, long considered to be a place where stunted or immature souls were developing. But you, some of you have been here many times to bring this through various incarnations, bringing your resonance, your light into this. And into this lifetime, in particular, one of the things about bodies is that if you judge your body, you are creating karma. Now, karma essentially doesn't really exist. It is your choice to have karma. Most people don't think so. Most people say, oh, what comes around, what goes around comes around. And therefore, this means that you got to pay for anything that you do. No, you don't have to pay for what you do, but you have to be consciously aware and balance the energies through your actions. The balance doesn't have to be, oh, payment in kind. The balance is understanding, loving, forgiving, releasing, healing. That's the payment in kind. When you come to that level of consciousness, karma is nothing. It is only that you get feedback by what you do, by the responses and the reactions of your reality and the mirrors that come to you of what that is. Your body has been the one to carry your karma. It has always been the one to have to take whatever you thought you had to pay for. But you see, it's not time to do that any longer. It no longer needs to do that. Your new agreement with your body, it's going to hold this point that, number one, it no longer has to carry stuff for you. You know, it's not your pack animal, right? You are not the adventurer and, you know, going up the Tibetan slopes and your body's your Sherpa, you know. It's not that. As you're going up this mountain and your body's relishing every handhold on the rock, every muscle movement, the connection with the rock, the experience of the climb, the changes of altitude, the smelling of the air. Your body's relishing every piece of the journey, vibrantly, intimately. When you're with your body in connection, you can experience it that way with relish. No guilt, no concerns, oh my gosh. What if it's going to be too impactful on my body? Worry, worry. The body will tell you, this is my limit now. Time to rest. All right, so the body doesn't carry for you. If you have an issue, you have to let it go. You have to deal with it. Let it go. Don't throw it anywhere. Don't ignore it. You must stay present. Secondly, you must stay in forgiveness of yourself and of your body. That's just a basic way of saying in release at all times. The body has pleasure over releasing. What is it releasing? Well, it's releasing any kind of toxicity. It does that on a daily basis. It releases out of it those things you don't need and retains and integrates into itself that which you do. The body loves release. It loves to let go. So you must learn how to let go of attachments to things that don't matter, so your body can let them go too. Possessions that don't matter, let them go. Issues, people, circumstances, jobs, whatever, that don't matter. That if you were to stay attached to them would be your downfall. Let them go. Your body will celebrate. Yes, I don't have to carry that on me anymore. You need to give your body movement. Your body has a system called the lymph system. The lymphatic system is a drainage and release system. It releases stuff from the cells and dumps it out so that it cleans and purifies your body. The only way that lymph really is triggered into doing this process is through movement. You need to move. Repetitive exercise only moves certain muscles in certain ways. You need a more variety of movements. So structure your exercise time, structure your body time, sometime every day in which you and the body do interesting movements. If you have a nice plush carpet, try crawling around on the carpet and then rolling on the carpet. Getting in strange positions on the carpet. Something that's comfortable and safe. You won't, you know, mess yourself up and bang yourself up. But really, play with it. You know, when you were a child, you did this. If you hadn't have done it, you wouldn't have had coordination. You learned to pattern your brain and your body together so they work together. Now you want to work your body, and then your brain is going to benefit. And you'll think clearly, and you'll enjoy your body. Give your body pleasure, not comfort food, all right? But food that is really nutritious and delicious. Give your body pleasure. Give your body sensuality, stroking and loving and nurturing. And give your body, most of all, your respect, your love, and your trust. When you can do this, and you can have gratitude for your body will have gratitude for you. You know, a relationship with someone who loves you and is grateful for you to be in their life. How do you feel about this person? Oh, yes, more of you, yes. Body is the same way. Now, you've had, in time, many bodies. You've had infant body, toddler body, child body, pubertal body, adolescent body, young adult body, middle-aged body, some of you, older body, aged body. This is what bodies you have available. They all exist at the same time. Where you put your attention is where it's happening, though. And you keep shifting your attention from one point of time to another point of time, to another point of time, and you do it so quickly, it's like a movie. and you think time is passing. You actually believe in seconds and minutes and hours. But that's your attention moving. There's light particles of time. So while you are right now, in whatever age you are right now, in whatever form and shape and condition your body is right now, you also simultaneously exist in all your other bodies. In their condition, in their age, and the way they are. So what you want to do and what we're going to be doing with you is that we're going to do some healing on those other bodies too. Yeah, if you heal this one and then you go to the next one, it's not healed, then you have to heal that one. And then you go to the next one and you choose another body and the next minute, the next second, that's the next point of light. It may not be healed until you kind of really get it. Okay, I can heal through time. I can heal the future. I can heal the past. I can heal. So what we're going to do is we're going to work with your other bodies. So there's going to be a little bit of a break between what we're talking about now and the meditation that we will conclude with. And during that time, we suggest you think about the energies and how you felt being in your bodies or other bodies that you've had previously to this one in this life. Has there ever been a time you've absolutely loved your body, enjoyed it, and felt wonderful and comfortable in it? Has there been a time in which you have felt so much pain in your body you didn't want to exist? Has there been a time in which you were so ashamed of your body you wanted to shut it down and escape from it? Think about these things. Think about when were these things? When did you form those impressions or opinions or ideas about your body? That in your idea of the sequence of events, you've carried forward with you to now. Because you're going to have the opportunity in the meditation to create a new arrangement between you and your other bodies. The agreement's not just the one you have right now at this moment. It's going to be an agreement with the bodies you have of your past and of your future. You want the whole kit and caboodle, don't you? You want a wonderful life from beginning to end. You want to look forward to something, especially your fire people. You want to look forward to all sorts of wonderful, fantastic, fun things. You air people want to look forward to new lifts and new levels of experience, new heights of consciousness, new ideas, new ways. You earth people want to see the fulfillment of your desires, of your dreams. You water people want to see the love and the magic. And since you have all four elements within you and to some percentage, some relative degree, you want all of that. See if there's anything else we need to tell you before you go in there. All of you seem so prepared. You may not know it, but you are. Just while we've been working with you, just while you've been in this workshop so far, your bodies, if you can feel it right now, your bodies are holding and enabling more energy movement than they did when you first came. Can some of you experience that? Can you sense that? Your channels are opening. You're allowing more flow through you. We're going to continue that, of course, through the meditation. The most important thing that you can do in the culmination of it is the connection with the divine. That's always where you go because that's home. That's where you're heading. That's the ultimate end of your mission. That's the ultimate point at which you say, okay, mission is completed. Shall I do another mission or shall I just absolutely celebrate indefinitely? There's nothing wrong with celebrating indefinitely. Unlike here on this planet, you feel guilty if you were to do that. You came down here with a purpose. So here you are. Let's see here. Okay. All right, now we're also going to address in the meditation an issue, a specific issue. Every one of you can identify, if we ask you, and if you think long enough, and some of you, it's on the tip of your tongue right now, what's your biggest issue with your body? Is it a health issue, a problem that the body is, the pain, or a debility, or a disease, or some kind of condition that it's carrying? Or perhaps it's an emotional burden that shows itself through the stress and the tiredness and the strain of your body. Is your biggest issue with your body your connection with it and your relationship with it? You've had such a estranged relationship that, my, this is the big focus. Indeed. Or has your major issue with your body just been that you cannot somehow or another accept it as your equal? Or sense that it's okay, really okay, really got permission to be physical and to really get into it? What is your issue? Where do you feel you have a snag with you and your body? Where is it that you feel a separation or a detachment, a flow between you and your body's communication with you? Where do you create separation? Think about this thing, all right? Think about this. What we'd like to do is we'd like to take a break, and we're going to leave for just like maybe 2-3 minutes. The reason we want to do that is to give you the opportunity, number one, to think about this, so that you'll be ready. And number two, if for some reason or another you really have to go to the bathroom, then go to the bathroom. If you don't have to go to the bathroom, we suggest that you stay here and be present and get into a sacred space. You're entering into a contract. You're entering into an agreement. Go within yourself and get yourself willing and ready and prepared, because this takes you to another level of your personal and physical functioning. Not something to be undertaken lightly, with joy, yes, and fun and celebration, yes, but also a sacred space. So it's not really for socializing, but for being more within and tuning into these energies within. And if you are finding yourself a bit scattered and having a little difficulty with it, you may have to come up and touch these crystals here, these two crystals here, or have a special crystal that can ground you, or something that you can touch to kind of center yourself. Maybe to begin to ground yourself and give yourself the choice to open to more energy than you've perhaps had before. All right, so we leave for just a couple of 2-3 minutes for now.